Commentator Heather King lives in a Los Angeles neighborhood dominated by immigrants. Koreatown has Koreans, of course, but also people from El Salvador, Vietnam, and Mexico. Sometimes the neighbors get very touchy over parallel parking.
One afternoon a couple of weeks ago, I was standing in my bathroom when I heard this steady honk, honk, honk that in my inner city LA neighborhood can mean anything from "I'm ready for our date" to "move your car now." It went on for a full 5 minutes before I lost it and stormed down the stairs, across the courtyard, and out the front gate. There the moron was, right across the street, still laying on his horn. "Can you cut that out?" I yelled. "I'm wearing earplugs and I can still hear your racket." That was when I saw that the moron was my neighbor, Tony. Tony is just the teensiest bit strange. He's an androgynous Hong Kong native who dresses in three-piece suits with a thing for 70s music. He once had a meltdown where he started throwing his dining room chairs into the courtyard and someone had to call the cops. He recently enrolled in trucking school. I walked across the street to where he was standing by his beat-up blue Civic. A battered van was touching his back bumper, but he had plenty of room in front. "What's the problem?" I demanded. "You have two whole feet." "I'll hit them. I'll hit both cars." "Big deal. Everybody hits everybody around here. You know that." He looked away. I tried again. "You have to hit people. You'd never be able to park anywhere if you didn't." "Guy should come out like man and apologize," Tony exploded. "How he expect me to get out, park so close like that?" I realized then it wasn't that he couldn't get out. It was that he wanted to be recognized as a human being. "You're not doing that hot, huh?" I asked. "No, I'm not. I fell down the stairs and had to have stitches," he said, lifting a hank of hair off his sweaty forehead. "Look." I couldn't see any scar, but I ran my fingers over a damp patch of skin anyway. "I want to move out of this neighborhood," he continued. "Drive me crazy, the people, the noise." "Tell me about it," I commiserated. I groped for a way to keep the conversation going. "So have you got your trucker's license yet?" Yeah, just go cross-country. New Mexico, Texas, Louisiana," he breathed. "So beautiful." From a building down the street, some cooped-up kid let out with an aggressive shriek. It was that moment when one person usually says, "Well," and the other person says, "I guess I should let you go." But it was as if we'd found a little haven of warmth in each other, and neither one of us really wanted to leave. "Everything will be okay," I said finally, as our hands groped their way to one another like orphans, and Tony said, "Yeah, things get better soon." When I got to the gate, I turned to wave goodbye, and I was thinking about the strange power of another person's wounds to heal us. Tony was in his Civic, pulling expertly, silently, into the street. He cleared the car in front of him by a mile, and when he reached the stop sign at Hobart and San Marino a split second before a battered pickup, I noted with a little leap of gladness that he waved the other guy through.
Heather King lives in Los Angeles.